That was Changes by Charles Bradley. Welcome back to Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Lauren. Welcome back to the second Pisces season of the day. Honestly, there should be two a day. Just kidding. That would be way too much. That first song I played, because A, it's a flawless, amazing song. B, it's the theme song to Big Mouth. And I thought it was kind of like, you know, like my theme song introduction to this show. But it's also like a great introduction to what tonight's show is gonna be. This is like my last show for way too long, which is sad and crazy, but it's okay because I'll be back, and I'll be gone for so long that I will have collected so much music to really annoy everyone with whenever I get back. But it's still depressing, maybe like only a little bit depressing, you know. Not like leaving radio is not the most depressing part about leaving. I have done so much reflecting recently, or this entire semester, but recently in particular, because everyone's gone and it's just me and a few people left now, which, I mean, they're like golden, awesome people who I love, but still it is sad and feels lonely on campus now. So I have been listening to a lot of music that's like, where did time go? And I thought that that would be appropriate for tonight's show as my last show. Just being like, whoa, what happened to all the time I thought I had in college? Okay. That's all I have to say. If you want to call, don't. Just kidding. The number is 855-915-9636. I have three numbers memorized in my head. Wait, no. Yeah, three numbers. My mom's, my brother's, and the studio's. So that's pathetic. Okay. Up next is a classic, Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog.
Where'd all the time go? It's starting to fly.
Yeah, that was Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. Where did all the time go? I don't know. I was listening to this podcast the other day about like how our brain stores memories and like how our brain interprets time and like just the whole concept of time in general, and how there's like the clock time of like how the clock goes around in a circle, and like that's like a standard like measurement of time, but it's not like real, and like our perception of time is so it's like everything is based on it. Like a meter is like, I don't know, the podcast said that it was like how fast or how far light travels in a second. So that's like insane to me that we use time as like this very strict parameter for many things, but our own brains don't even interpret it in that way. And like if you put people in a cave, which, like, you don't do that because that's not allowed in experiments. But, like, if you put people in a cage and just, like, left them there for, like, 6 months, they would come out and think that it was less time than it actually was because their circadian rhythm is, like, all messed up from, you know, being in a cave in the dark. But your perception of time is not actually, like, real or built in. And, you know, then there's the whole, like, you go into space and you're, like, near a black hole or something. I don't know. I'm not an astrophysicist. But if you're near something, time, like, distorts and goes at a different... I mean, like, even, like, the twins that, like, one of them on the ISS and one of them on the ground, like, one of them was, like, aged, like, 0.13 seconds or was younger that by that much because he was in space. And which is bizarre and insane, but the crazy thing is just like how your brain interprets like what you're doing in that moment and then how it interprets what you were doing that moment like months later. So like the example they talked about was like how in the pandemic like everyone thought time was like dragging on, it was the longest time of everyone's lives being in quarantine because every day you're doing the same thing in your house, like you're just sitting around, or like, you know, whenever you're bored and you're like playing on your phone waiting for something to happen, like it's usually like the longest 5 minutes of your life. Like I feel like anytime I'm like waiting for something to like load or like I have a timer set for 5 minutes, it's like, oh my god, that was such a long 5 minutes. But then whenever you look back on it, it seems like it was like nothing. But then like, you know, like the pandemic, like it seemed so far away, but it also seemed like it was like such a, like I spent so much less time doing it than I actually was. And then like, for example, this year has flown by. Like I have been like, oh my god, what, like I was just starting the semester, but this also feels like it's been the longest year of my life. Like whenever I look back at January and I was like in Portugal, like, that was not this year. That was at least 2 years ago. But it doesn't, like, but that entire time, like, flew by. But now it just seems so far away because, like, there were so many new things that I was doing. And I've done so many new things this year that my brain is, like, had to make all these new pathways and memory storages and stuff and couldn't just, like, go into default autopilot, which is cool. Sorry to ramble about my little podcast stuff. But I think it's really interesting that, you know, like, time flies when you're having fun, but then, like, it also, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, somehow lengthens your time because you're like, oh, I did that this year? Like, that was so long ago. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. anyway, enough about the time. Up next is a song called The Weather. So we're going to talk about clouds. My personal favorite is, I don't even know what they're called. I can't name a singular type of, like, cumulonimbus, something nimbus. Or maybe that's, like, the broomstick from Harry Potter. Okay, anyway. I'm going to play this song right now, The Weather by Built to Spill.
As long as it's talking with you, talk of the weather will be. Stop.
That was The Weather by Belta Spill. Yeah, that song is so awesome to me because it's just about being content with waiting, but not waiting in the sense that, like, it's an uneven waiting for someone, but it's, you know, like, a content, I will wait for you because I have trust in you that you will come back, which is a nice little song about love, I think. Yeah. I don't know. You know, like, the weather's fine and you're still choosing to wait, you know? Maybe you get it. Maybe I'm not describing it well. I think I have an issue with the way that I listen to music in that I only listen to the lyrics. And, like, if there's, like, a moderately, like, catchy melody, I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's a great song. And, like, I would be willing to give any of my music a Grammy solely from the lyrics alone. And a lot of, I've noticed that a lot of Built to Spill's lyrics confuse me quite a bit. but there's always, like, one part that I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's exactly how I feel. Even though the rest of the song I don't really get. But I do get the weather is fine, and I'd rather wait for you. That makes sense to me. Also, I was right. Cumulonimbus is a type of cloud. That's my favorite type of cloud, just so you guys know. It's a dense, towering, vertical cloud. So, like, you know, whenever you're on a plane, you see, like, and you have to go through it. It's, like, really fluffy and really tall, like a tower. I think that's so cool. Like, clouds are so massive. Like, they're ginormous clouds. And, like, we just, like, fly through them on our little airplanes, which is so insane. It's a dense, vertical, towering cloud, typically forming from water vapor, condensing in the lower troposphere that builds upward, carried by powerful, buoyant air currents. Cumulonimbus clouds grow on hot days when warm, wet air rises very high into the sky. From far away, they look like huge mountains or towers. I actually do this thing whenever I see these types of clouds, you know, like from the ground, and they're like kind of sitting behind a hill or behind a horizon, and I pretend that they're mountains because I love the mountains. I think they're really awesome, and I get sad whenever I don't see them often. And I think my favorite part about mountains is just, like, how they just, like, dwarf you. Like, they're a ginormous, towering geographical masses. I don't know. Is that a good geological masses? That's probably better. And, like, if you were in, like, the middle of them, like, you'd get lost and probably die. But, like, they're so much, like, larger than all of us. I don't know. It's, like, I'm, like, deathly afraid of heights. It's not like I want to, like, go climb the mountains. I just think they're, like, really cool as structures. We're going off the rails just a tad bit, so I'm going to rein it back in with Vienna by Billy Joel.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You
can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
That was Vienna by Billy Joel. It is such a classic, but also a good reminder that whatever you're so excited to get to is waiting for you as well. But, you know, like, chill out sometimes. Whenever I listen to that song, which is usually in moments of need, it always, like, refreshes me. It's just like, it's like a glass of water. It's just like so true. Anyway, this is horrible. That was horrible. I'm so sorry. There are better words to describe that. I'm tired. And it's PSA time. I probably don't even need to tell you what PSA that I'm about to read. Probably don't even need the book in front of me to read it. But this is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right. That's it. Show's over. Just kidding. I have more music. This next song, you might as well just tune out. Because, who could have guessed? It's a car seat headrest song. Who could have guessed that it's Sobered to Death? Not me, I had to play this song. I'm legally obligated to, because after Spotify Wrapped came out, this was my number one song, and I also think it's exactly the song I want to play on my show tonight. So, you know what? It's not your last show for months and months. It's mine. So, yeah, enjoy.
hiding in boxes behind closed doorways, out from the forest adjacent to your garage. I've seen its marks at the corner of your eyes. Nothing works. Nothing works for everyone. Good stories are bad lies. Good stories are bad lies. Take your hands off your neck and hold on to the ghost of my body. You know that good lies make bad stories. You can touch me. One bunch of mattresses gets old. Don't think it'll always be this way. Not comforted by anything I say. We were as before. We touched to each other. Such a good idea. If it turns you off, we have breakdowns. Oh, and no. Sometimes we don't have breakdowns.
No, no.
Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest. That song is one of those songs that, like, I could, like, I feel like I could, like, make one of those YouTube videos. It's like unpacking blah 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 by blah, like, that would be my video essay song. Everyone has a video essay topic. That song is my video essay. I'm not gonna subject anyone to that
for my own sake and yours. But just know that there's a video essay in my head about that song. I actually was too busy playing Sudoku during that song to, like, figure out which song I wanted to play next. But you know what? I think I have a song. It's by Wise Blood. So talented. Just, like, crazy. I was watching her, Tiny Desk concert. That's it. And she played this song, and I was like, whoa, what the, yeah, and it is, this song's called Wild Time, and I thought it was really appropriate, because it is such a wild time. I like to listen to the song whenever I'm walking back to my house, or driving somewhere, and I have a really dramatic moment, I'm like, wow, what a wild time. Yeah, so, here's Wild Time by Wise Blood.
Don't
Yeah, that was Wild Time by Wise Blood. All of her music is so ethereal. But like actually not like, oh my god, I'm so ethereal. I think her, like, it's actually like, I feel like I'm in like in space, but not like normal space, but like I don't know. This is like the issue with having my show at night. I always, like, am losing it by the time it's, like, the end of my show and I just start saying the most insane stuff. I'm thinking of one moment in particular that I can't tell if I should... I'm not gonna say. But last year I was having a horrible night. I think I've told this before. And I decided... I actually, the worst possible night that you could imagine. And then... Imagine thinking it's a good idea to go to your radio show after all of that. I said some really, really concerning things that I'm not going to go into because that, I think, maybe broke the FCC rules. Yeah, but I was really tired on top of just going through that horrible situation. And then put myself on air and was like, yeah, let's go for it. And it went horribly. Good times, though. I got an email that night from a Fletcher student thanking me for all the Elliott Smith I was playing. Which is like... At least we were both going through it that night. Anyway, up next is a song by Alex G. Jesus. Called Change. I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. Change is hard and difficult, and I can't take myself seriously anymore. Okay, enjoy.
Your friends band play.
Leith Ross. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air. And before that was Change by Alex G. I think that that song, not Change, but We'll Never Have dot dot dot, was a TikTok song, maybe. I don't know if you guys know this, but I don't have TikTok. I don't use TikTok, so I'm cooler than everyone. Jokes. But it does save me from the pain of being like, oh great, this is a TikTok song now, because I don't know what that is. And it's a better way to listen to music, for sure. But that song is such a good song, even though it's really short. Such a like pure form of love, I don't know, of like intent, just like, I don't know, I don't really know what I mean by that, because I'm not completely paying attention to what I'm saying. Anyway, I think it's just a sweet song, but it's also like devastatingly sad because it's a sweet song. Not because I made it that way. I think the song's actually that way. Anyway, another one. Let's go. Neutral Milk Hotel, Avery Island / April 1st. That was Avery Island / April 1st by Neutral Milk Hotel from the album On Avery Island, which I love so much. A beautiful, awesome album that I hold near and dear to my heart. I also hold that song near and dear to my heart. I learned to play it on the saxophone, which I've recently picked back up, because I think it's a beautiful song. Anyway, time to, like, go to bed and not be on radio for, like, months. That's actually kind of sad. I've had fun. I hope you guys have had fun, too. I hope you miss me, like, a little bit, maybe. You could also just, like, text me and be like, hey, like, got any song recommendations? And I'll probably give you some horrible songs to listen to. But, yeah, that was my show. Thank you for listening so much. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Pisces season. Oh, I won't have a show during Pisces season this year. Sad. Anyway. Sweet dreams, everyone. Up last is Sparks by Coldplay.
I said, oh, ਜਵਾਨੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੱਟ ਸੁੱਟਿਆ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਪੁੱਤ ਸਰਦਾਰ